I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, October 30th. Two people were transported to a Boston hospital following a fire at a home in Braintree last night. Happened about 9:20 p.m. Crews received a call from an occupant on Jefferson Street reporting their house was on fire and that another person was trapped on the second floor. Arriving companies found heavy smoke conditions at the home and a woman hanging from the second floor window. Crews grabbed a ground ladder and rescued the woman. The initial caller was able to safely escape through the front door. Both occupants were taken to Mass General Hospital with minor burns. Braintree's Mayor Aaron Joyce praised firefighters' quick and professional response to the emergency. The State Fire Marshal's Office was called to the scene to assist in determining the cause of the fire, and that investigation remains ongoing. A large brush fire in Canton is finally contained after firefighters got help from the National Guard yesterday. The fire chief says in his nearly 40 years in the department, he's never dealt with a fire this big in Canton. Canton residents who live near the reservoir were shocked to see flames so big tearing through the woods on Sunday night. Canton's fire chief, Wendell Robery, says 32 acres had burned since Sunday, but as of yesterday, the fire is finally contained. He says it was tough for his crews to reach the flames in the middle of the woods. Chief Robery says it was a huge help yesterday when the National Guard came in with helicopters, scooping up 650 gallons of water with each bucket to dump over the wildfire. The chief says the National Guard was originally tied up battling the brush fire in Salem, but he's glad they made it to Canton, too. Well, the fire is mostly out. Smoke still lingers. In Canton, the chief says residents may still smell it over the next few days. The fire chief says his crews will be back out today to check on any hot spots, but he hopes the worst of that fire is over. It has been pretty warm so far this fall, but when the temperatures drop, Eversource gas customers in Massachusetts could be in for some sticker shock. The energy company is asking the State Department of Public Utilities to approve a 25% rate increase for most consumers. Former Columbia Gas customers could pay 30% more. The increase would go into effect Friday. Eversource says it adjusts natural gas rates twice a year. Eversource has filed its proposed seasonal rate adjustment for this winter. If approved by the DPU, the increase would go into effect on November 1st. The size of the increase comes as a surprise to some consumer energy advocates. There is help available for families who might struggle to cover the heating costs. The Salvation Army offers assistance through their Massachusetts Good Neighbor Energy Fund. Boston hotel workers reaching a tentative deal for a new contract with Hilton last night after going on strike for 24 days. Around 7:65, Unite Here, Local 26 hotel workers from four Hilton properties, including workers from the Hilton Boston Logan Airport and Hilton Boston Park Plaza hotels, have been on strike since October 5th in an effort to reach a new contract with Hilton. Workers will now have to vote to ratify the contract, and if the contract is ratified, around 600 striking workers will return to their jobs on Friday. The initial strikes began when the contracts of workers from more than 30 Hilton properties in Boston expired on August 31st following Labor Day weekend. Their demands included meaningful raises, improved benefits, and more sustainable workloads. When no agreement was reached following the initial wave of strikes, hotel workers walked off the job, vowing to stay on the picket line until a new contract is created. On October 20th, workers from the Omni Boston Seaport and Omni Parker House hotels unanimously ratified a new contract that achieved their core demands. The Hilton agreement achieves the same standard of wages and benefits set by Omni Hotels and Resorts. Contracts at other Boston hotels, including Marriott and Ambridge-operated properties, where strikes have also been authorized, remain unresolved. The details of the new contract have not been shared at this time. Less than a week before the 2024 presidential election, fewer Massachusetts voters are making their voices known. Daily statistical updates shared by the Secretary of State show that as of last night, voters had cast almost 1.3 million ballots, either by mail or in person. Turnout was significantly higher 4 years ago. The state logged more than 1.8 million early votes a week before the 2020 presidential election. Spokesperson for the state's elections department said COVID was a major factor in the 2020 early turnout. Massachusetts temporarily expanded mail-in and early voting options during the pandemic to help voters avoid long lines and crowds at polling locations on Election Day. The response led to record-setting early returns. Almost 40% of registered Bay State voters had cast a ballot by 1 week before the election that year. Former Republican Governor Charlie Baker later signed legislation in 2022, making those changes permanent. This year, the data shows only 25% of registered voters have cast ballots so far. However, officials say they still expect strong turnout. More than 5 million people are currently registered to vote in Massachusetts, the most ever, and an increase of almost 250,000 voters from the 2020 election. It's all about President John Adams in Quincy today. The annual wreath-laying ceremony to mark the anniversary of his birth will be held at noon at the United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents in Quincy Center. And then tonight, a panel of speakers will discuss the plans for an Adams Presidential Center in Quincy and also talk about Adams' legacy of public service. Now, the wreath-laying ceremony will celebrate the 289th anniversary of John Adams' birthday, a tradition that dates back to 1967. Today's event will feature a performance by the Quincy Choral Society, a woodwind quintet from the Navy Band Northeast, plus tours of the Adams Crypts in the church basement. The event is free and open to all. And then tonight, the panel of speakers will discuss President Adams in a free presentation from 5 to 7 p.m. in the auditorium at Quincy High School. The speakers will include the newly named president of the Adams Presidential Center, also the president of Monticello and Harvard history professors. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 154. The NASDAQ rose 145. The S&P is up 9. Asian markets mostly lower. The dollar is down. The euro rose. And oil at $67 a barrel. Sports. Bruins lose to the Flyers 2-0. They'll be in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes tomorrow night at 7. Celtics are in Indiana tonight at 7 against the Pacers. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mainly cloudy, breezy, and mild. High 71. For tonight, cloudy and a low 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm. High of 82 degrees. Friday, some morning clouds, then some afternoon sun with a high of 75, and then a sunny 56 on Saturday. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots at a high tide, 10:47 this morning. Sunrise at 7:15, sets at 5:39. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open this morning at 8:45 and tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, October 30th.